Turnout in the Fairbanks North Star Borough for off-year local elections like today's often barely breaks into double digits. But this year could be different if turnout at the polls is anything like the brisk pace of requests for early voting and absentee ballots that both the borough and city clerk's offices have been dealing with lately.
We are definitely up. We're having a steady turnout in our office and both the city clerk's office downtown as well.
Borough Clerk Nancy Ashford Bingham says her staff's been processing requests for early and absentee ballots at a brisk pace over the past month.
We've already processed 1,974, and that is up quite a bit from last year.
Ashford Bingham says the borough tallied less than half that amount of early and absentee ballots for the 2016 local election after they'd been verified, and this year's requests so far also exceed the 2015 total, when, among other things, voters elected a borough mayor and rejected a controversial air quality ballot measure.
We processed 1,492 in 2015.
This year's ballot lists a similarly controversial measure for voters in Fairbanks and unincorporated borough areas, a proposition that asks voters to outlaw local marijuana-related businesses. Borough voters also will elect two new assembly members and fill a third seat on the body with either the incumbent or his challenger. They'll also select a new school board member and consider re-electing a couple of incumbents. And they'll select a new member for the Interior Gas Utility Board. Fairbanks voters will either return incumbents or write-in candidates for two uncontested city council seats. They'll also consider a ballot measure that asks permission to increase city property taxes to raise enough money to fill the gap created by cuts in state revenue sharing. The shortfall for the coming fiscal year is now estimated at $1.7 million. Also today, North Pole voters will fill two city council seats, and Delta Junction voters will consider electing four council members. Voters in Delta and other communities in the unorganized borough also will vote for school board candidates for their respective regional educational attendance areas. Ashford Bingham says the clerk's office will be regularly posting election results to its webpage after polls close at 8 p.m. and will post unofficial vote totals when all 40 borough precincts have submitted their ballots later tonight. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.